Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Yudalid, Avodah Zarah 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, towards the bottom, where we just touched on in yesterday's session. Elu Devarim, these are the things, Asurim Limkar La'ovet Kochavim, that you're not allowed to sell to an idol worshipper. And Rashi tells us, because it can be assumed that these items are desired by this idol worshipper for the purpose of idol worship, and therefore you're not allowed to sell them. One of the items on the list is a tarnagol halavon, a white chicken. And apparently, they used to use this white chicken as a means of service to the idol, and it was well known, and therefore you're not allowed to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Muta limko lo tarnagol lavon beina tarnagolin. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're selling multiple chickens, and some of them are white, there's nothing wrong with that. As part of the package deal, you're allowed to do it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Let us proceed with today's daf, about midway on the page. Midway on a line, you'll see Vitarnagol Lavan. And then a line after that, in the beginning of the line, Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, Tarnagol Lami, if the idol worshipper is coming through town asking, who's got a chicken? You're allowed to sell him a white one. Because he didn't indicate that he's using it for idol worship. Whereas, in the next case, Tarnagol Lavan Lami, if he's going through town asking for a white chicken, also Limkolo Tarnagol Lavan, not allowed. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda introduced a concept of Tarnagol Lavan Beina Tarnagolim, and the Gemara wants to know, Hechi Dami, what's the case? And if we skip down about 8 lines, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Achav Mayaskinan, the case is, Kigon de Omar Ze Vaze. The case of the Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is in a case where the idol worshipper said he wants this one and that one, and one of them is a white one, the other is not. And that's considered me'urav, joined. That's the case where the Chachamim still say you're not allowed to sell a white one, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and you're allowed to sell the white one together with the other one, because there's not an indication that he's buying it specifically for idol worship, because he's buying other colors as well. So again, if the person's coming through town, Tarnagol Lami, who has a chicken for sale, so you're allowed to sell him a white one. If he says Tarnagol Lavan Lami, we have an indication he wants the white one because he has something doing. He's using it for idol worship. If he's buying multiple items, some of them are the forbidden type things for us to sell, and some of them are perfectly fine. So then that is, as it's presented in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, in Yoredeya, the end, toward the end of Sif Aleph, Hayu Me'uravim, if it was all a commingled type of sale, Devarim HaMiyuchadim, things designated for idol worship, Im Devarim She'eno HaMiyuchadim, with things that are not designated for idol worship, so the Mechaber Paskins, Mocher HaKol Stam Ve'in Choshishin. You're allowed to sell everything as one, and you don't have to worry that he's going to pull out the forbidden one and use it for idol worship. We didn't have such an indication. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is being presented here. If, of course, we have a sense that the person is being ma'arim, he's doing a trick. He's really looking for white ones. But his lichlol devarim acherim imayim, he throws in one of the others, Kidei shelo yavinu, so that we shouldn't realize, but it's obvious to us what he's doing, then asa lemochrom lo. If you recognize that he wants the white ones because he wants to bring them for idol worship, you wouldn't be allowed to do the sale. Now, this halacha shows up in a fascinating way in a much more mainstream type application, Orach Chaim, laws of Yom Kippur, regarding kaparos. In Siman Tav Reish Hei, the Rama writes, Noagim likach tarnagol zachar lezachar, there is a custom to do kaparos with chickens, and for those who do, there are those who will take specifically a male chicken, a rooster, for a male, v'lenikeva lo kentarnagoles, and for a female, they'll take a female chicken, a hen. It even goes so far that lochem lo'um beres shnei tarnagolim, they're those that'll take two chickens for a pregnant woman. Ulai teled zachar, she's taking the female for herself, and she's taking the male in case it's a male that she's carrying as the fetus, as the child. Now, why did they go to chicken? It could be, one of the reasons that's given, is that one of the names for a chicken is a gever, and gever is, in an omen sense, gever is also a word that's used for a person. Gever is a man, geveret is a missus, and perhaps that's a reason that this custom developed. As we know, not everybody observes kaparis in this way. Some people use money. But for those who are using chickens, the Rama describes the guidelines. Ubocharim betarnagolim levonim. They're those that prefer to take a white chicken. Al derech shenemar, because there's a pasuk that says, Im yiyu chato'echem kashanim kashelag yalbinu. If your sins will be like red, sullied, they will turn white. And that is a powerful pasuk, a symbolic pasuk. We have it had its application in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a specific red thread that turned white at the time of the atonement, when the animal was pushed off by the Azazel. The Gemara describes not every generation was worthy of that miracle, but this concept has its application. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Sifkat and Dalid, Umikom makom ein lachzar achar levonim davka. A person should not go around looking specifically for a white one, even though the Rama says there is such a concept. People go extra effort to get a white one, and they pay a premium price for it, says the Mishneh Berurah. If it gets out of hand, this is the way of the idol worshippers. He's referring to our Gemara. If it happens your way to get a white one, just like the others, at the same price, that's very nice. And don't say anything. Obviously, we're not doing it because the idol worshippers did it. We're doing it for a whole different reason. We're doing it because it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. But it looks like their activities. And therefore, a person has to be careful. Don't speak about the fact that you got a white one. It's a nice omen, it's a nice thing, but don't make too much out of it. And that is because of the behavior described in our Gemara, that they would go through town, Tarnagol lavan lemi, who's got a white one for me? And that's Darkei Emori v'chok Akum, which we do not want to appear to be practicing in any way. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.